podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
I guess in a way I'm very honored that people will always either write in or call in with issues that they're having at the at their home. And sometimes they're very funny, like this one today. This letter was written by Megan. And by the way, she's Megan with an H. So I suppose her extra letter makes it better.
Okay.
She writes, we had friends over. By the end of the night, we were talking about how athletic we all used to be and all the sports we used to play. That's probably a pretty funny conversation, too, if you think about it.
Glory days.
It's very Al Bundy.
Bunch of 30-somethings all getting together. Yeah, reliving their glory days.
Yeah, yeah. It's very Bruce Springsteen.
Megan writes, my husband spoke up and said that the only sport he still does regularly is fishing. She writes, I almost spit out my wine with laughter. We ended up getting into a big group argument over whether that qualifies as a sport. My husband's friend came to his rescue and said that stores call people who fish sportsmen. I think I hurt his feelings, but I'm sorry. Softball, flag football, and pickup basketball games are sports that a 36-year-old guy can play. Fishing is an activity. We agreed to ask you guys for a verdict. And that's Megan. So she's inviting us into their little group argument over fishing.
I'm going fishing this Saturday, believe it or not.
You are not.
Yeah. I'm a big fisherman. I like fishing.
Did you say you're a big fisherman?
I am. I do a lot of fishing.
I've never heard one story from you about fishing.
Would you really love to sit and have a conversation with me about fishing?
Excellent point. Excellent point.
Show us even one photo.
Yeah.
Of
I just posted
fishing.
One
you don't
on
even
our
like
Facebook.
Fish.
I love, well, I won't eat them, but I've never referred to them as like going, it's not a sporting event. For me, it's just kind of, I'm going fishing. But if I think about it, it is kind of a sport, I guess. There's some skill involved. There's practice.
You think about it. If you go into a store and you ask, where's the fishing gear? They always go, oh, it's in sports.
Sporting goods. Yeah.
Right. It's in the sports section over there. That's where the stores place everything.
There's competitions. There's trophies.
I'd say
it's a sport.
So we went fishing a lot while we were in Florida. And fishing is boring. And you would, you know, gentlemen callers would throw, all right. So you throw the old lure out there and then I'm just like talking to, you know, Adam about it. And I'm like, this is so boring. Fishing is so, he's like, well, this isn't fishing. This is waiting.
So the fishing begins when you actually get a hit.
Right.
On
if
the
you
line.
Actually get something.
So what's your point?
So most of it is just waiting. That's
so
not
it's
a
baseball.
Sport.
You're just
it's
wait.
Sitting around and drinking on a boat.
What's waiting out in the outfield at a baseball game? You're waiting. You're just sitting there waiting for something to happen. Waiting for the ball to get
not
hit
a sport.
To you.
You know, when I was a kid, I did a lot of fishing because my dad was a mega fisherman. He had the bass boat, Jeremy, with the trolling motor.
Tell me more.
Depth finder.
Oh, I'm getting hot.
He would do that. You know, he had the vest with the lures, you know, stuck
I got
on.
That.
It's
yes.
a good look.
He did all of that and he loved it. And he so wanted me to be a fisherman like him. And so we would enter father-son tournaments. And I did really well. I mean, we won trophies in father-son fishing tournaments
There's
when I was a kid.
Tournaments?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you this. One tournament my dad entered, one fish, the one big fish, $100,000.
Holy crap.
Are you really? Your dad won $100,000
no. Time
for
to take
a
up fishing,
fish?
Emily.
He came
no
in.
Kidding.
There's literally thousands of people who enter this tournament. And he one year came in, I think, fourth out of all the thousands. And even for that, he won like $8,000 or $10,000 or something. I mean, he was serious about it and he wanted me to do it. But I'm telling you, by the time I turned 16,
you're over it.
I was like, this is
you're like, oh, look, girls.
Yeah, right. He's like, this is not for me. And I think my dad, although he never came out and said how sad and disappointed he was, I think he was that I didn't have the fishing bug like
oh, the wait, the sitting around and waiting bug.
Yeah. So I know how to do it. And I would say that I was used to be really good at it, but it just didn't
stick with you.
Didn't, you know, and this is going to upset a bunch of people who fish right now, but the whole catch and release thing too that they do in Colorado.
Yeah.
I'm like, catch it and then take it home and eat it. Because if you hook it and you gouge that hook into it and then you rip the hook back out and then throw it back in the water, I'm like, why would you damage a creature and then release it back into the wild?
It's no different than you dating women, dude.
Oh!
sending those damaged goods back out into their natural habitat.
Yeah, and they can't really defend that, that well.
Damaged goods.
I don't want to, but I'll
thank
give you.
Thank you.
That's really good.
You're released.
Did you come up with that yourself?
I did.
So Megan's question is, I kind of hate you a little bit, right? But, well, at the same time, I think that was brilliant.
The truth is cruel.
Brilliant. Here's Nick. Hello, Nick.
How's it going today?
So what do you think? Is Megan right for making fun of her husband or what?
I'm going to have to say no, and I kind of struggled with this a little bit. I fish about every weekend in the summer and quite a bit in the winter. And, you know, I don't know how sportsman it is, but at the same time, the NCAA and high schools all over the country have high school and college fishing teams, and there's national championships.
So they have chess clubs, too.
Yeah, but they,
right?
Exactly. But is the chess club sanctioned as a sport?
Well, I don't know. I was reading a story this morning that talked about all of the different, and they put in quotation marks, sports that petitioned to be in the next Olympic Games. And it included tug of war, chess, ballroom dancing, and bridge, as in the card game. So you tell me, are all of those sports?
I guess we're going to have to say yes if they're going to the Olympics.
Well, they're not. They didn't make it in, but they petitioned to be in the Olympics.
Maybe.
Well, then I guess the people who define sports, which is the Olympics, I suppose, they've decided that for us, and that is a no.
If there's some sort of competition involved and practicing and some sort of trophy at the end, then it's a sport.
Cup stacking?
Sport. There's a trophy and a cash prize. Competitive eating?
Competitive eating.
Sport.
See, I may agree, but at the same time, the NCAA, which is, you know, the greatest organization on the planet. Like, let's give a little chuckle.
Just lost all your credibility.
I know.
But we'll put you down as a sport vote. We'll put you down as a sport vote, Nick. Thanks for being on the show. Appreciate that. Here comes Drew. Good morning, Drew.
Morning. How you guys doing today?
Hey, Drew.
I don't know. What you catching? What's biting these days?
Just drowning some worms.
No, I don't use worms. I use lures.
All right. So you're going to say fishing is a sport, aren't you?
I am, definitely.
Why?
Well, when you got guys going around the country and they have to practice, you have practicing, and then you have all this preparation on looking on maps and going all through all that stuff. I believe that to be a sport.
Yeah, looking at
maps. Practice.
Practice.
Very athletic.
You can practice. You can practice dancing. Is dancing a sport?
Yes.
Is there a cash prize at the end?
People practice their cooking. Is cooking a sport?
Well, people may practice that, but when you have, you know, competitive sport people, you're gonna. It's gonna be a sport.
You got that right.
Drew, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, man.
All right, buddy. We appreciate you listening. Here comes a woman's going to sound off. It's Chelsea. Hello, Chelsea.
Hi, how are you guys?
What do you know about all of this?
Well, I actually used to be in the sport fishing industry, and I am the complete opposite of an outdoors woman, you could say. So I think I kind of have both views of it, and I have to say yes and no. There are competitive, physically demanding aspects of fishing and being an angler. And to those people and those professionals that are out there at 4 a.m. getting the boat ready and they're out on the water for 12 hours a day and they come in physically exhausted.
Yeah.
No, the professional sporting anglers, they are 100%. That is definitely a sport. But the weekend warriors who go and bring the cooler of beer every 2 weeks and bring their friends and come back in 3 sheets to the wind, I can't say that's a sport.
Now, but wait a minute.
Yeah, I'm a fisherman then.
Okay, now, because hold on a second, because you can't delineate that way, because like a professional baseball player, you would say is playing a sport. But the guys who take the cooler of beer out to the softball fields and, you know, sit around and drink beer and play softball, then by your argument, that's not a sport.
I mean, I guess I should say it is physically demanding of your body and you are putting time and effort into making it an art or a, you know, something that you're proud of and that you're working your butt off, then I think that is a sport. But you can't tell me that the guys that are going out there, even playing softball, drinking beer in their hand, that's physically demanding of them.
Yeah, that they're athletes. Mm-hmm.
All right, but it's physically demanding for a logger to go and chop down a tree.
But that's not, I mean, isn't logging, I've seen it on TV. Don't they have
the lumberjack games.
Yeah, so is that a sport?
Throwing an axe?
Anything that's physically demanding.
And that you practice.
There's a competitive element.
And there's a trophy at the end.
Yeah. So. Getting ready in the morning. I am a gold medalist.
No trophy. No trophy.
Who's thinking other things that are physically demanding? Chelsea, listen.
Trophy wife. Yeah. There you go.
Hey. Chelsea, thank you for clarifying.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. All right. So she's putting down that, yes, it's a sport if you're doing it to the extent.
Doing it right.
But I guess Megan's husband, in her eyes, wouldn't be a sportsman. Here's Jay. Hello, Jay. What do you know about all of this?
Well, I spent a few years as president of the Colorado Bass Federation. And
did you know?
After spending multiple tournaments out on the water for 10 and 12 hours a day, I can tell you it's a sport.
Okay, but look, I'm not knocking what you do, but I would say sitting on a boat, just because you're out there for 12 hours.
Hey, it's in the arm, Dom.
Doesn't make it a sport.
You're suntanning.
But you're competing.
There are women who go and lay out at the pool for 12 hours.
Yeah, but there's no competition. He's competing against other fishermen to get the biggest fish. It's a competition.
You're competing. You're constantly casting, reeling in. You're reading the fish. You're reading the water. You're reading the wind.
You're reading a book.
You're paying a lot of attention.
And you got the polo shirt on that says Kiss My Bass on it.
Jay, don't get me wrong. Like I said, I was raised in a fishing household. So I respect it. I really do. I know I'm going to get a lot of hate email now. But I'm having a hard time labeling it a sport. I think it's an activity.
Well,
it could be a strenuous activity.
Every sport has a recreational aspect. You have the guys that go out on the water and take a cooler and have fun and spend a couple hours at it. And then there's the competitive side. So just like there is for basketball
for
or
golf,
baseball
God,
or any
look at
other
golf,
sport.
You stand around all day.
Would you say that a guy who fishes is a great athlete?
If you can stand there all day long and cast and retrieve several hundred times and read
and look.
You
got a good right arm.
Yeah,
it's mental too, Dom. It's just not just physical. It's mental. You got to read the stream.
Got to be smarter
than
the
fish.
Don't cross the stream.
That's not easy sometimes either.
No, I understand. Trust me.
Oh, he's back. Oh, no.
Don't get it, Larry. It's a trap.
Oh, Larry.
It's not a real fish.
Okay, Jay, you've been fun to talk to, man.
Sorry, Jay.
Thanks for putting up with us.
Oh, no problem. I do it all the time.
Okay. Well said.
Ding.
So where are we on this? I'm going to say not a sport. Jeremy, you're saying
it is. Let's do it.
Emily?
No, trophy. It's waiting.
Chris?
Yes, it's a sport.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then the sportsmen win today.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.